Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here to kick off the last Monday of August with an awesome trip report. Leanne is standing by right now to share her recent trip. But until then, let's talk about your next trip. And with that trip, you need to have a premium subscription to touringplans.com. Touringplans.com is the website and source to keep you out of lines and having the most amount of fun on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation. A premium subscription to touringplans.com can save you up to 4 hours in line each day of your trip. And that gives you time to go to the pool, head to new restaurants, and try new experiences. So check them out today. Tell Len we said hello. They're over at touringplans.com. Please support the show the easiest way possible, and that's using our Amazon affiliate link. It's over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, costs you nothing extra, and every purchase does help support the show. So please give us a hand, help us out, bookmark it on all your devices, and use it often. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1529 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. Welcome to the last Monday of August. Next Monday, a lot of us get the day off. Well, not us, because I'll be working, but you know, some of you guys will have a nice 3-day weekend looking forward here in the United States. So let's plow through this week, get it done, and enjoy the 3 days. So we're going to get it kicked off the way we always do. It's a fun trip report from this time last year, getting you ready for the fall down at Walt Disney World. Don't we all wish it was the fall? Now I'm ready. So anyway, we're going to have a great guest here. Leanne's joining us from out in Indiana. Some people say it's God's country out there. Leanne, how you doing today?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on the show. So Indiana is it's a little slice of heaven there in the middle of the United States. Don't you agree?
Yes. Yep, it's been pretty hot, but fall's coming soon.
Yeah, you can't beat it. I loved, we went out to IU for a football game a few years back, and it was just, Mizzou won, so that made it a good night. You know, in Bloomington, that town was really beautiful, a little college town, and the weather was perfect. And, you know, we go to the Indy Disney meet, which is coming up here September 21st, and get to go to Noblesville and Fishers and all those places. And we have great times every time we visit Indiana.
Great.
All right. Well, let's talk about your trip. You guys took a trip last year in October, so getting people ready for the fall here for the folks that are heading down in the next couple of months. It's a great time to be at Walt Disney World, so we're going to jump into that. But first, as I've been doing here on the last few shows, tell me a little bit about your background. Why a Disney destination? Why'd you head to Walt Disney World?
Well, so as a child, I went. We would go on vacation every couple of years. Like, my dad would have conferences in Orlando. And then just as we got older, my brother kind of stopped going. He got too cool for it. But my mom and I would always go. And then after I graduated high school, we took a 2-week trip, and we got an annual pass. And then when I was in college, so we were done in May, we were like, we still have a month left on this annual pass. Let's go back. So we just kind of started going every year.
Wow. So tell me about that 2-week trip, though. What, I know it's been quite a while since you took that one, but I mean, yeah, I think that's kind of everybody's dream to stay that long, because then you get to explore at a more leisurely pace and see things that I think a lot of times we have to rush past. So what was it like being there for that amount of time?
It was awesome. Like, we just took our time. We would take days off. We went to Cirque du Soleil twice. We just decided we'd go do another show, and yeah, it was really laid back. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, man. You know, I've never seen Cirque. I got to see a little preview when I was down for a media event. Right, it was weird because it was right before it closed, which was kind of strange. Like, they showed us all this, guys, all excited, and then like 3 months later, the show ended. But and I know it's coming back. But it's one of those things, like, you know what I really miss about that is I miss that little segment on the in-room TV that had that music. It had really special music when it showed Cirque, and I love that song. I don't know what it's called, but I love that piece.
We had the CD soundtrack of it, and we listened to it at home. And,
yeah, it's that old song. I don't know. I love that thing. That totally just brought back a memory for me. Anyhow, so let's talk about your trip. You guys went last October, so tell me a little bit about the planning, because you're a military family. So again, thank you to your family for your sacrifices that we can have such a great way of life here with my family here in the States. And your husband was deployed during this trip, correct?
It was just a training, so he wasn't with us, but he was still in the country.
Okay. Different dynamic though to the trip, right?
Yes.
So your mom went with you and you took your three kids. So talk to us about the planning. Like, you know, was anything different than your previous trips, different considerations, and how'd you go about putting this trip together before you headed down?
So he's really never gone with us. We went on our honeymoon, and that's been pretty much it. He's not huge into Disney. I won't hold that against him. But so with my mom, we need at least two bathrooms. She says she won't go to a place without two bathrooms. So we get two rooms at Pop Century adjoining, and that just makes it really nice. We've got four beds. We can all, you know, bed hop if we need to and split the kids up a little bit.
Yeah, that's good. Now, were the rooms refurbished when you guys went down last October? They were, right?
They were, yeah. And we actually went in 2017 in October, and we lucked out and got one of the refurbished rooms. We'd never been to Pop Century, and it was like, this is the best hotel we've ever been to on Disney property.
That's
awesome. They're so well organized, and they're great.
That's great because, you know, I get that working as a travel agent all day, every day, helping people plan vacations, and I get, you know, a lot of guests who have never been to Walt Disney World, you know, and so I, you know, you always start off with like, there's value hotels, there's moderate hotels, you got deluxe and deluxe villas, kind of to get them into the four categories. And then, you know, a guest will ask, well, you know, what's Pop Century all about? Like, why? Because I always sell it too, because I'm a huge Pop fan. I grew up there. Like, that's my place, just like you. But, you know, I like to hear what people like about certain resorts. So you said they have their, you know, they're very efficient in how they take care of their guests, but I mean, you've gone back time after time. So what do you say to somebody who's considering Pop Century? What are its strong points?
I mean, the pools are great. There are activities for the kids to do, like tie-dyed shirts there. And the bus system is my favorite of all the hotels we've stayed in, because it's a designated line for each bus. There's no like running for the bus when it comes and shoving people out of the way, because that's happened. So we love it.
Yeah, and you get that at the deluxe resorts. That's what's so strange.
Yeah,
like the
I know.
Bus service is so much better at Pop, and it's a value. I know. It's crazy. And now, of course, we're going to have the Skyliner. Is a, you know, here, only a month from today, or, you know, in a few days, it'll be there. And I think that's going to make Pop Century just amazing. You know, direct access to Epcot and the studios and the great buses. Yeah, I love the place too.
Yeah.
So you guys
and
had two
mobile dining now, so I'm really excited about that.
So you're a fan of that too. I know. Why ever like stand in line like a sucker? You know, use your phone and just walk up and look like you're a VIP. That is the best thing. I wish life had that for everything, you know?
Yeah, I know.
That's why I say, you know, we need magic bands and mobile ordering, and my life would be a lot better here in St. Louis, but you know, can't have it all. Apple Pay is about as good as I can get. All right, so let's talk about the trip. You guys went down in October, so how did that work out for those dates? Did you go early October, late October? When'd you go?
We went middle, so we got there October 15th, and we stayed through the 23rd.
Okay,
so that was the second week of our fall break.
See, my daughter's in a district this year that has fall break. I'm pumped about that. We're going to have to make this happen. Like, just like you.
Yeah, and we get 2 weeks, so it's great.
Oh my gosh, for 2 weeks. That's incredible. Oh man, she
only been back at school for 2 weeks already, but
that's true. My daughter's been back for a while. Yeah, she's been back for a while too. Yeah, that's the way to go. And you know what? I think just kind of an aside, I don't know how you feel about this, but I think the crowds are bigger in the fall than they've been, say, 5 or 10 years ago, because I think a lot of districts have adopted this idea of fall breaks.
Yes, we went back in 2014, and then our next trip was 2017, and there was a huge jump from just those few years.
Yeah, it's because the districts that had it were the districts that had it. They're all posting pictures on Instagram saying, man, this place is empty. And everybody's like, you know, the teachers and administrators that were in school are saying, you know what? There might be something to this fall break thing. Let's schedule that in next year. Because I remember as a teacher, and I was like, what? I need one of those. Anyhow, so you guys go down mid-October, of course. Food and Wine Festival is going on at Epcot. You got Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween parties going on. So crowds, because, you know, that's a good time to go. You got a lot of options to do outside of the parks.
Right. Yeah, we do the Not So Scary Halloween party. And we did early morning magic. That was a first for us, too.
Cool. Were the crowds bad overall?
A lot with crowds.
So was it bad though? Like overall, as far as just, you know, typical touring, you guys have been many times. What were the crowds like mid-October? Yeah.
I think when we first got there, it was more crowded. And then as it got, you know, into like October 20th, the crowds really thinned out. So it was a lot better at the end.
That's interesting. Because the closer you got to Halloween, the better it got. That's
yeah.
That's good. It's good to hear though, because a lot of people go down towards late October. So you guys stayed at Pop Century, had the two rooms. So how do you get the kids excited for this? And how old were the kids?
They were 10, 6, and 2 last year. And we watch YouTube videos. We did a lot of ride-through videos so that they could see what the ride looked like on the inside. And, you know, the oldest one remembered, but just getting him kind of hyped for it.
So now did you guys...
He's never...
I'm just saying with the kids, like, do you guys kind of break up? Because you got, you know, 10, 6, and 2 where... They're going to have kind of different expectations. I'm sure the 10-year-old is probably going to be like maybe a fan of like a Seven Dwarfs Mine Train or a Big Thunder Mountain. I don't know, you know, as to where the 6-year-old might be a little leery of that. And of course, the 2-year-old doesn't really care. So how's that go with like riding the rides?
It's actually the reverse of that, where the oldest one doesn't like thrill rides. And the middle one, we call him our Chris Farley because he's crazy and was so excited he got to do Rock and Roller Coaster. And he loved it. So,
Chris Farley, all I can picture him in that little sports coat. You know, there you go.
Yep.
Big man, a little suit. Anyway, yeah, that's too funny. So, as you guys go around, now you mentioned also, you have two adults. You have your mom and yourself and the three kids. Is it one of those things where you tend to go like right at rope drop? I don't know. I can't remember. I mean, Mallory's 11 and she doesn't like to get up early. I can tell you that. It's like poking a bear. Were you guys there at rope drop taking breaks mid-afternoon? Because it's still hot in October. How'd that go?
Right. Yeah, and when we got there, it was like upper 90s. It was insanely hot. So we are go at rope drop and power through till about 2 or 3. And then we go back to the hotel and we're done for the day. We usually don't go back in the afternoon. So we try to front load our day and then just kind of like hang out at the pool and take it easy in the afternoon.
So that works out for you guys, because a lot of folks do, you know, kind of go in the morning, take a break midday, go back in the evening. So you guys are fine just going back, swimming, and you just hang out in the hotel room at night or that kind of stuff?
Yep. And we've been so many times that we don't feel like we have to get every single attraction in. So if we don't get to something, it's not the end of the world.
I'm so jealous of that. That's kind of my thing. Because I go to bed early and I get up early. So
yeah.
I think it pays off, because in the morning, if you can get your body and, you know, the whole thing is getting your family in sync. I'm the only morning person in my family, you know, like the girls all stay up late. I get up early, you know, and it's like I'm ready to go to bed at 10. They stay up till 1 in the morning. So it's really hard on vacation because we kind of have different expectations. I'm ready to go at 5 in the morning. Let's go, you know, and let's get a run in.
Yeah.
Let's get to the parks where they're kind of dragging. But by going early, if you can get everybody on that clock, everybody's fresh, everybody's excited, and you just beat the crowds those first like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time. All right. So walk us through some of the memories of, you know, some of the stuff you did. Let's talk Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party going on now. It's August. I can't believe it. But you guys went probably in the correct month of October. It's actually Halloween season. Hey, I'd probably go in August too if I was down there, because I love the party. So what'd you think of that?
So this was our third time, and we felt like we really knew what we were doing, but it was the third time. We had matching t-shirts. We didn't do costumes because they always get taken off, and then I have to carry them around.
Yeah, see, you're that right there. You're a veteran party goer. Like,
yeah.
First time I went, I'm like, dude, I'm going all in. I'm dressing up like Captain EO, had on a sweatsuit, a wig. I almost died. I was like, yeah, I have to admit, my wife made my costume. I looked good, but I almost died of heat stroke. So you know what? T-shirts and shorts from now on. That's the way to go.
Yeah. Yep. And so we know what we want to do. If the kids want to meet a character, then we plan on that. But I mean, I'm a huge planner. So we pretty much knew, like, we're going to be here around this time. We want to make sure we do the Tomorrowland show. We want to see, you know, we want to do the rides with the Halloween overlays. So we had kind of a plan and we stuck to that plan and it was fun.
Did the kids at that age do all right staying up, you know, late for the party? Because, you know, that is, you know, it goes till midnight. I don't know if you guys hung out till the end of it, but how's that with that age kids?
So last year was actually a struggle. I couldn't get my oldest to take a nap because he was 10. He's like, I don't need a nap. So we stayed till the second parade and got halfway through it. And he was like, we have to go now. And so we ended up leaving after we saw the grave diggers go by and do their shovels. We left. Like, all right, because we were right there by the train station. But I'm like, man, this is why I said take a nap. Like, come on, we got to stay till midnight. But now we had to leave a little early.
All the parents are right with you today. We feel your pain. We know how it is. 10-year-old, 11-year-old, they know everything.
The kid was fine. She fell asleep on the bus and then didn't wake up even when I put her in her PJs. So
nice. You know what? I was just thinking about this. What if the last thing you see before you go to bed at night is the grave diggers in the parade? I mean, that could lead to a restless night, I would say, at least. It's the last thing I'd want to see. So did everybody enjoy kind of the trick-or-treating, the candy, and just the environment of the party? You know, the party's fun because it has the trick-or-treat. It's got a lot of events and activities going on. But I just like how the Magic Kingdom feels, not only during that season, right, but especially during the party.
Yeah, it's such a great feel. And like the jack-o'-lanterns on Main Street light up and so much fun.
Oh, man, so
ready. And really, two of my kids have nut allergies. So they just get the little tokens at the treat stations, and then we go and get allergy-friendly treats at the end.
Oh, so that's interesting. So that works out pretty well. So you feel comfortable with that because, you know, like my kids don't have allergies, but I could understand where that would be or could definitely be a tense kind of time because, you know, there's nothing worse than your kid getting sick.
Right. Yeah, it's fine. And they have, I mean, they have fruit snacks, which my kids seem to like more anyway than chocolate. And they have like bookmarks and things that they can play with. It's not just candy. So that's great too. It's not awesome. All candy.
It's good. I didn't think about that. So it's great for him about going down and in that same situation. That's why I love these shows because, you know, I don't know what to ask, but you guys, the guests always give such great tips. So that's something I'm sure is going to help multiple folks here this Halloween season. So what were some of the other highlights from this trip that you guys did?
So we did early morning magic at Fantasyland and at Toy Story Land. And hands down, those were our favorite mornings that we did.
So walk us through each. Like what, if you do that, because I know a lot of folks do have this planned, what's it like? What are they getting themselves into? What could make their experience better?
So Fantasyland, it was our first morning there, and we caught the bus at 6:45 and got to Magic Kingdom before they even opened the security, like turnstiles. So that was interesting, and then we had to wait till about 7:45 to get in. But, I mean, there were hardly any people. There are a lot of people there for breakfast, but they didn't go into Fantasyland. So we got to do Seven Dwarfs Mine Train like 5 times in a row. My daughter couldn't ride it yet, so we switched off, my mom and I did. And I took her on Winnie the Pooh, and at one point there was no line for it, so they just let us stay in the honeypot and keep riding. Like, we did that 3 times in a row, and it was just so much fun, and the food was pretty good for breakfast. Back in October, it was at Pinocchio's Village House, but I think it's moved now. But
so you feel like you got a good value out of that.
Many people.
Yeah, and well, I mean, the thing too is like, you know, when you look at, here's how I see these things. You know, when folks ask me, you know, I get that question again as a travel agent a lot. You know, should I, or you know, what would you do? And you know, everybody's different. Everybody has different expectations. And, you know, I have different expectations from one trip to the next. It's not a consistent answer. Mm-hmm. But what you're doing and what you just said to me, what rang a bell is not only you have, you know, you feel kind of like a rock star if you get to stay on Winnie the Pooh, or, you know, you get to ride Seven Dwarfs Mine Train 5 times when people are like pining to ride it once in a week, certain times of the year for a fast pass, you know. But what you're doing essentially is by doing an event like this, you're buying time later in the trip where you don't have to worry about Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. You've ridden it 5 times. Right. You know, like that's checked off the list. And Winnie the Pooh, same thing. When there's a 45-minute wait later, you're done with that. You can go meet a princess or go have a meal. You know, I think that's what people need to think about too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then we did Toy Story Land on our last morning. And that was great. We rope dropped Hollywood Studios on another day. And I don't think I've ever done a rope drop at Hollywood Studios. And it's so narrow in that street that, like, my 6-year-old lost his grip on my mom's hand and we panicked because he disappeared in this crowd. But we walked down, I forget what the main street and Hollywood Studios is, but towards Toy Story Land.
Yeah, Hollywood, I think it's actually what it is.
Cast members.
Yeah, go ahead.
And, what?
No, I think it's Hollywood Boulevard. I think,
okay, that's what I was. I'm like, oh, okay. But there was a line of cast members that were kind of like herding you the right way to go. But it was just a straight line of cast members. And I told my boys, like, run up to those guys and give them a high five. And they all stuck their hand out and they ran down this line of cast members and gave them all high fives. And I was like, that's the kind of stuff we like to have as a memory. It was just so nice.
Yeah, it's the stuff like you see so either on social media or like in a commercial. Like, that's it. I mean, it's just kids having fun and cast members there to make your day. I love hearing that. And you're right, though. The rope drop at the studios can be intense.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever done it. It's been a really long time.
Yeah, it's one of those things like, you know, no joke, if you lose a kid, that's not funny. But I'm just saying, like, even with your significant other, if you're holding hands and, like, somehow you get disconnected, like, I love you.
I'll see you later.
I'll see you back at the hotel. Have fun today, because you're going to get washed up with the mass of humanity. Yeah, it's a little crazy. People are serious about their Toy Story Land.
Yes, they are. Yep.
So now you guys did the event there, which obviously avoids this kind of a situation. So walk us through what it was like doing the early morning over at Toy Story.
So we did Slinky Dog Dash about 9 times. And so many times that my middle guy got kind of motion sick, and he's like, I can't do this anymore. I took my daughter on Alien Swirling Saucers several times because she was big enough to do that, and she loved it. And it was empty in there. It was great.
Wow. That's all.
We felt like we were rock stars.
Again, you know, like Slinky Dog is one of those things that I think a lot of guests that are going down, especially that time of year, you know, during the fall, October, it's busy. You know, if you ride it 2 or 3 times in a week, you feel like you've come out ahead. You know, there you are riding it, you know, 8 or 9 times in a morning. Like, oh, yeah. I can't take it anymore. Get me
and
off.
And then as we left and went to go get our breakfast, the line for Slinky Dog Dash was all the way out to that Joffrey's Coffee. I mean, it was halfway up the park. Like, haha, we've already done this.
Well, I mean, that's the truth, though, because you are way ahead of the crowds. And then that gives you, like you said, that opportunity that by midday, you feel like you've gotten a fill and you've had a full day and, you know, maybe 6-7 hours where other people are, you know, struggling to get that much done in 12.
Yep.
Which keeps you from getting more out, which is huge. Okay, so let's talk about meals. I don't know if you guys are more quick service people, table service, kind of a combination of both. What were some of the better meals of the trip?
So we usually get the dining plan, and we decided not to last year. And so that we didn't eat at as many table service restaurants as we normally do. We always do Tony's, and I know that Tony's gets a bad rap, but I love it.
I do too.
And so we ate at Ohana's for breakfast, and we've never been there before, so that was new. Loved it. We had a window table, could see the castle. It was great. And we went there the morning after the Halloween party, so it was like an 11:30 brunch, so we got to sleep in. And my kid loves Stitch.
Let me give a tip too with what you just said. First of all, I'm right with you. I like Tony's, and I really do love the Ohana breakfast. It's a great character meal. Just being at the Polynesian's amazing, and especially if you score a table like that where you can see Cinderella Castle, that's a bonus. The food's really, really good too to me. It's my kind of stuff, family style. But I will say, you know what, those late morning ADRs for breakfast, I think they are really, they're a great strategy, and I think you got to think outside the box, because I was always one that we'd do Chef Mickey's, but we'd do it like, say, at 8 o'clock and then say, okay, we're going to be done by 9. We'll go to the Magic Kingdom and have a good morning, you know, or, you know, spend the day at the Magic Kingdom. But the problem is, like, after you have that big old meal, a lot of times you're kind of feeling a little sluggish, you know, because I tend to, you know, if I'm paying like $60 for a buffet, you know, I want to try to eat my way at least to 20, you know, it's terrible. I make myself miserable. But what I found out, though, is if you do like a 10:30, 11, 11:30 ADR, like Chef Mickey's or Ohana's for breakfast or what have you, anywhere nearby, maybe go over to Whispering Canyon, what have you, is that, you know, I know you guys had the party the night before, so you kind of slept in and caught up. But a lot of times you can go rope drop the Magic Kingdom, get in like 2 good hours. And in those 2 hours, you can like really get a ton done. You're working up your appetite, and then boom, you know, head over to your breakfast on the monorail at like 10:30, 11, 11:30, and you're starving, and boom, you don't need lunch, and you're good till the evening.
Yeah. Yes. And then we went over to Disney Springs that afternoon, and we were like, oh, we're going to stay here all day. We'll get dinner. And no, I mean, we were like slugs because we were so full.
That's the Disney full. I know. I know. It's like, oh, so good, but I can't breathe. Totally. I'm just glad you didn't say, yeah, that night we went to homecoming or something heavy like that. No, please, no. So how did it work with the kids that age over at Disney Springs, though? I know you guys were a little, you know, full, but, you know, they've got a lot more entertainment. And I think it's a little bit more kid-friendly than it used to be at Downtown Disney.
Yeah. In the past few years when we've gone, it's neat to see all the new things because I mean, I used to go and it was Pleasure Island, and I wasn't 21 yet, so I couldn't even get in. And shopping is always difficult. And so we were trying to like zoom through the World of Disney. We always go in the Christmas store. It was like, okay, grab an ornament. We got to go before, you know, the 2-year-old starts crying and my 6-year-old breaks all the ornaments. And yeah.
Yeah.
It's, so, and then we spend a lot of time in the Lego store.
But. You know, and I'm the same way. Like, I love the Christmas store. I'm a Christmas nut. I love it. And,
yeah,
but yeah, I just feel because now, you know, Mallory's 11, she's my youngest. So at least she's past the age where it was the same thing when she was younger. It was like a bull in a china shop. It just made me like, I couldn't even enjoy it. You know, it's just like, can we get out of here? Yep. With like, is it going to be greater than or less than 3 ornaments to get broken? You know, like, it was a game. It was just
so
brutal.
We'd end up, I'd load my mom up with a cart or like a basket and I'd say, we're going to meet you out here. You buy everything and we're going to go out here.
Yeah, just point. Like, yeah. I'll take that one and that one and that one and we'll be outside.
Yep.
So, and here's my magic band. All right. So any other highlights from the trip, though, you know, and especially for folks that are heading down this fall, you guys, you know, went this, you know, got a lot of folks that are just like counting it down. They're getting so close and you guys were there this time last year. So, you know, let's get everybody excited.
Yeah. So I would say take advantage of the seasonal treats that they have. Those are always fun. And we always like, we'll look at blogs and see what new cupcakes they have. And we'll go kind of like scope it out and try to find it in the park. Or if it's at a hotel that we're going to, it's like, oh, let's get that cupcake. It's only here for a limited time. And this trip we did pin trading, and I know that this has been around for years, but this is the first time we've done it. And my kids loved it. And we got to interact with so many people and cast members, and like, that was a real highlight. We're excited to do that again. We're going back in November.
You know, I love hearing about that because you're right. Pin trading's been around really. I mean, I think it really kind of peaked or, you know, really became more mainstream, I guess I would say, around the millennium, you know, millennium celebration at Walt Disney World. Then the Olympics for a couple of years really were big on the pin trading as well. But, I think that it's a great way for kids to kind of have a little discipline and okay, you're going to trade. So you got to kind of organize your collection. Like, what do you want to keep? What do you want to trade? But also it's a great way to interact with people that, you know, they don't know because you basically have to go up to a stranger and ask and, you know, kind of barter. And there's that's a big learning experience. I know it's fun for the kids, but I think it's really good for the kids at the same time.
Yeah. And then once you're looking for pins, there really are a lot of people doing it. It's just not as in your face maybe as it used to be.
So did they?
Yeah, it was great. And we got a free fast pass from a cast member. I mean, just those little things that made our trip amazing.
That's
so
cool.
Great.
So now did the kids get any like one that was like outstanding? Like if Ricky came across a Figment, like she'd be going crazy. You know, Buzz Lightyear's my character. So is there any like pin that the kids got that they were just over the moon?
Well, my oldest was only getting Stitch. So he only wanted those. And the 6-year-old, I mean, I know they call them junkers, the ones that aren't really worth anything, but he'd be like, oh, I want that one. It's like, are you sure you want to get rid of this like rare one? He's like, yeah, I just want that one.
See, as a parent, I'm like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
That's a bad trade.
Like, well, mom's going to keep this one. Why don't you take this one?
Like, no, you can't. Yeah, I'd have a hard time. I'd be like, no, that one's worth more. So let's keep that one. And yeah, that's a bad, no, you're right. I mean, it's about what the kids want. I'm sure that they came home and, you know, that's like a tangible memory for them. I mean, I guess you could like hang that on the bedpost in their bedroom or on the, you know, the mirror or the dresser or something. And they've got that memory.
Yeah.
And then they can, I guess, you know, the next time you guys go back, they could just grab the lanyard or whatever they're on and go again.
Yep. That's what we're doing.
Awesome. All right. So as we kind of wrap this trip up, you know, it sounds like you really had a good time. Pop Century treated you well. Crowds are good. You got to go to the Halloween party, had some nice meals, lots of extra events with the early morning magic. So any other tips you would offer folks heading down here this fall season besides like the seasonal treats? That's a great idea. I wish I had one now.
Yeah.
But, you know, just something, it's a heads up, you know, maybe like you said, you're traveling with your parent and that's, you know, the grandparents are there. That sounds like that was an extra set of hands that really helped out.
Yes, definitely. I would say check the weather when you're going. I mean, Florida's hot, but when you go mid-October, we weren't thinking it would be 98 degrees with a heat index of 105. So, I mean, definitely plan ahead. One day when we were at Animal Kingdom, we didn't eat much because we were planning to go to Epcot for food and wine. And by the time we got to Epcot, we were just, like, bonked. Like, we couldn't do anything, so that kind of ruined our afternoon. But pay attention to that. Feed your kids.
Yeah, that's a good tip, because it does. I mean, yeah. I mean, it can get hot. Like, I was down there for races in November, and it was just wicked. Like, again, and the humidity's bad here in the Midwest, Indiana, St. Louis, where I am.
Yep.
But the thing is, it's crazy humid here right as I'm recording, but the thing is, I'm not outside walking around all day in the sun doing all this crazy stuff. You know, I'm sitting in air conditioning. So, you know, I think you do have to take that into effect that, you know, you don't want to wear yourself down to the point that you're not having fun. It is vacation.
Yep.
So let me ask you one final thing. You mentioned Food and Wine, and with kids, you know, you got the three kids, and Food and Wine is, you know, obviously it's geared towards adults. How was that experiencing the festival with the three kids in tow with your mom?
So we don't do as much with the festival with the kids. Like, my mom and I aren't huge crowd people, strange as it is that we go to Disney so much. But with the Food and Wine crowds, it can get pretty congested, and that makes us uncomfortable. So we'll look at the menus ahead of time and pick out where we would like to eat. And we just hit up those booths and try to eat, you know, find a trash can to eat on. And
you're a true Disney fan. That is a true Disney fan. Find a trash can. Yep. Make it a table.
Take a picture of the food.
That's exactly right. Well, you're just like Chef Todd. That's awesome.
And then, you know, my kids aren't that adventurous with food. So,
Good Midwestern kids. Yeah, you know, gotta have your staples, and that's about it. I can't say anything. My kids, chicken nuggets and pizza.
My middle guy is really excited. He wants to get the giant flower cotton candy in China.
Yes.
So I hope they still have that when we go in November. But
yeah, we had that this summer. It surprised us. We didn't know it was still there. We thought it was a flower and garden thing, but there it was back in the pavilion. So there you go. Awesome. Well, it sounds like you guys had a great trip. So you have any plans to go back? We said you're going back November, you said? So
November. Yeah. Middle of November. My husband will be home while we're on fall break. That's why we're not going. But then he's going overseas this time. So we're going to go in November after he leaves. And we're going to do the Christmas party, which we've never done. So I'm really excited about that.
So you're going to love the Christmas party. I just hope that it's... The thing about the Christmas party that's kind of strange, at least for folks, I mean, I guess if you're like from Florida, it's not, but like, I need a little bit of chill in the air at the Christmas party. Like, I've been to two. In both of them I went, it was like way hot. It was like in early November, and it was one of the first ones each time. And, you know, of course, I'm all pumped up. So I have a Mizzou Santa hat, and, you know, I'm just like, I'm wearing my Mizzou Santa hat. Like, how often do you get to wear that? You know, I'm like sweating because it's still hot. Like, I wish you like a cold front to go through, because, you know, as awesome as palm trees, I love palm trees with Christmas lights, one of my favorite things in the world, but you do need just a little bite of chill in the air so you can enjoy your hot cocoa.
Yes.
So let's hope that happens.
We might get the frozen, if they have like frozen hot cocoa.
Make it happen. All right. Well, Leanne, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show. And I hope you guys have a great trip in November again. Thank you again for your service and your husband, you know, serving our country and taking care of us. And hope to talk to you again on the show here very soon.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at touringplans.com. Save up to 4 hours in line each day of your Disney vacation. It works over at Universal as well. Even Disneyland. Drop by touringplans.com today. Check out all the great services they offer. Until then, you heard about them here on the show. Check them out. Touringplans.com. Support the show the easiest way possible using our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits. Costs you nothing extra, and it really does help support the show. So again, bookmark it on all your devices. And use it often. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And we've got a great Facebook page at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, we're going to be back again on Wednesday with more of your listener questions. But until then, for Leanne, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.